Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White, and I'm here with my co-host Liz Cooper. And today we're going to do something a little different. We're taking a look back at 2014.
And what a year it's been, Jay. We'll be reviewing some of our hot seat questions with a few of our favorite guests.
Some of them were hilarious, some of them were profound, some of them were nostalgic, but they were all interesting, and we really do enjoy that part of the segment, and we hope you do too. These are some of our favorites. Liz and I have had a good time listening and going back over. It brought the whole year back into perspective for us, and it was quite a year, and we thank you all for listening, and we hope you enjoy this show, and Happy New Year to you. So, Rick, we ask all of our guests, whether they're in the studio or on the phone with us, we always ask these questions. And you're no exception. We're going to ask you too. So if you could go to a dinner party and sit between any two people, alive or dead, famous, not so famous, who would those people be and why?
One would be Gypsy Rose Lee. Because I learned to cook from Gypsy Rose Lee, because she had a TV show in San Francisco, and I used to come home and watch it.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And see her make omelets or whatever. And the other thing is, I really do come from a show business family. My name is Richard Rogers, as in Rogers and Hammerstein. But my cousin really was a chorus girl and worked with all of those people. So I think that I would love to sit next to Ethel Merman.
Because I'm sure
she would swear like... And I bet she and Gypsy Rose Lee would have plenty to say.
I bet that would be a great seat.
That would be a really good seat.
And then Julia Child could make the dinner, and then I would have my three favorite ladies.
All together with you. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So our second question is, if I were to come to your home and open your refrigerator, what little secret would we find, little indulgence that you have there that you wouldn't want everybody to know about?
I wouldn't want anybody to know. I'm not quite so sure. But potato chips are not in the...
Ah, there you go. Okay, so we'll throw pantry in there. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Potato chips.
Any favorite, just regular assorted, just good old potato chips?
I have to change it to ranch-flavored Doritos. And, you know, I like to dip them in a little bit of bourbon, but I...
Bourbon is one of the common ingredients for you, I see.
It is. All of a sudden.
Fantastic.
So, real quick again, we're going to have Rick, the pleasure of Rick's company, on November 18th, teaching classic Thanksgiving sides. Again, on November 19th, teaching classic Viennese desserts. You also have his website you can visit for any other tips for your holiday entertaining. So, Rick, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for getting up and talking to us this morning.
It's great to talk to you, Jay and Liz. Let's get together sometime.
Absolutely. Well, you'll see us sooner than you think.
Right.
Thanks for tuning in to Side Dish. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. We'll have another edition for you next week. So, before we let you go, we have questions. So, the first one, Liz?
All right. So, if you're invited to a dinner party and you have your choice to sit between any two people, alive or dead, famous or not famous, who would you like to sit with and why?
It's a very hard question, but honestly, the people I would like to sit next to the most would be my father and mother. I think they would be very proud. I hope so. And plus, I know they would love the food. So I would have a splendid night with them, and I would have comment and feedback, and it would be a great night.
Fantastic.
That's wonderful.
That's a great
answer. And the other question that we always ask is, if we followed you home today and peeked in your refrigerator, what little secret indulgence would you have in there that you might not want us to know that you enjoy?
Okay. What's in my refrigerator? There is nothing in my refrigerator because I live at the restaurant. I only go and take a nap at home. And during those naps, I always make sure there is wine and ice cream.
Well, there you
go. Those are two wonderful things to have in the freezer. Fantastic.
So what do you see yourself doing in another 3 or 4 years? Are you going to grow this business with your sons?
Yeah, I really think. I mean, Hillsborough is just blooming right now. It's what Durham, they used to say, it's gonna happen. Well, it's happening in Hillsborough now, and in Durham happened 3 years ago finally. And I don't know that whatever is the next venture, which I have no idea what it is, also because I hope to retire someday.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Too many years. It'll definitely be with my kids.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
What a great. Well, good luck. Thank you so much for coming in. I've been wanting to talk to you since we started the show back in the beginning of the year. I am glad you're here.
Before we close out, let's give the website one more time. It's Antonia's Hillsboro.
AntoniasHillsboro.com. And so you can always find us on Facebook.
And check for events and
hours events,
and all of that information.
Events, special dinner, menus. We change it every day.
Wonderful.
Great. Thank you very much, Claudia.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL. Come back next week for another show. So, Liz,
all right.
It's that time.
Dun, 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 dun. So, our hot seat questions. So, our first question is, you're invited to a dinner party, and you can sit between any two people you'd like, living or dead, famous or not famous. Who would you like to sit between and why?
I think Elizabeth Taylor and Rock Hudson would be two fun people to sit with at a dinner party. Nice. Naturally, there's no one like Liz Cooper, but I get to hang out with her quite a bit.
So the other Liz.
We have a lot of time. So we've got the other Liz. And there's just so many questions that I want to ask them about life and their careers and the need.
Discussion, most assuredly.
Well, Hank, it's been a pleasure having you sit around the table with us today. Good luck at the barn. Good luck with the walk and the bike.
Can we
bike
very
run?
Quickly
sure.
Just cover if people are wanting to make reservations or have a special occasion at the Angus Barn, how they would get in touch?
Yes. The restaurant opens at 3 o'clock, the Wild Turkey Lounge, and we serve a full menu up there starting at 3. The rest of the restaurant opens at 5 o'clock. If they can call and make reservations, I strongly urge people to make a reservation. And the main number that they can call is 919-787-3505.
So, folks, your next special occasion that's coming up, think about the Angus Barn. You won't be disappointed. It is quite the event. Thank you, Hank. Thank you, Liz.
We'll
be together again
Thank
next week.
Thank you so much.
Don't go away.
You're listening to Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper, presented by Southern Season. Now, back to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
So we're back with Vivian and Ben. And before we let you all go, we need to ask you a couple questions. So this is what we do to all of our guests, and we get various responses, as you might imagine. So we giving you your turn in the hot seat. So Liz, you ask the first question, please.
Okay, so Vivian, I'll let you go first. You're at a dinner party, and you have the option of sitting between any two people, famous, alive, or dead. Who would you love to sit between, and why?
I mean, this is going to sound a little bit unbelievable, but, you know, since moving back to Eastern North Carolina, the biggest gift for me has been the opportunity to get to know my parents as an adult. I left home when I was 14 and did not value them at that time. A lot of my cooking style and the stories that I've heard since we've been back from my parents have been about my paternal grandmother. She died far before I was born. Everyone says she looked just like me and had a great sense of humor and was a very hard worker. I would love to sit next to her on one side, and then I would love to have my dad on the other just so that I could see them interact.
That's a great answer.
Man,
that really
a wonderful
is a great
answer.
Ben?
Well, I can't go second after that.
It's okay. You have your own thoughts, and it's your own dinner party.
Yeah. Well, I actually only thought of one person, but I'm a big fan of Jackson Pollock. And
That's a great answer.
I think even if the food wasn't very good at that dinner party, there would be plenty to drink.
Yeah.
And the conversation, I'm sure, would be spirited.
So that would be one, and then... on the other side, I don't know. I think he might just have to sit on both sides of me.
You could clone him.
Yeah, I clone him.
Excellent.
So, Vivian, what your father is? Did he was he pleased with the way the whole progression has happened with the restaurant and the TV show? He's obviously a big part of your life.
He's beside himself.
He's over the moon. Yeah. That's great. They're they always wanted us to come back and all of their children to come back and live right around them.
How many brothers and sisters, or is it cousins, or is it really just
extended
family? Well,
I have three older
family.
Sisters. And
lots of
nieces and nephews. There's 10 grandchildren altogether. So they were over the moon when we moved home. I think everyone was suspicious that our restaurant may not make it. And when we started to show signs of success, or just, you know, that we had a shot, they were over the moon. And then over the years, they're very happy and proud of us.
Yeah, that's great. So the other question that we always ask our guests is, what would we find in your refrigerator that might embarrass you? It's your little secret indulgence.
We want to know your dirty little secret when we open your fridge.
Go for it.
Well, I don't keep these outside the fridge, but I love Blue Diamond Smokehouse almonds. And it's a thing is my dad used to have next to his lazy boy as he drank his martini.
And he likes to chew on them really loudly, those almonds. he has this particular style of eating them.
So that's not who you want to sit next to?
No, no.
You've been listening to Side Dish with Liz Cooper and Jay White on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Thanks for listening. We'll have another show next week for you.
You're listening to Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper, presented by Southern Season. Now, back to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
So welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay, and Liz is here. And Liz, we have to ask our guests our questions. But before we do that, you have a point of information.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that we covered the schedule just a little bit more detail. So just to keep in mind, on the Thursday night, which is the 6th, is all of the wine dinner. So you can pick and choose the ones that are available, definitely February 6th. On February 7th, which is Friday, is the Sip and Shop Around Town. And again, that schedule is on the website. And that's with the winemakers. You can go around and sample the wines and purchase. And then most importantly, Saturday, February 8th, is the gala. And that's the night to be there. There is a silent auction, a live auction, there's dancing, there's food from several of the restaurants. It's definitely a must-see. So www.twenc.org. Definitely check it out. So let's get you on the hot seat.
So, Eliza.
Yes.
If you could go to a dinner party and be seated between two people of your choosing, alive or dead, famous, not so famous, who would those two people be to make
this
your
one for me? This thanks for asking me that question, because I really want somebody to hear this, two people to hear this, my mother and my son.
Oh,
that's
great.
Wonderful. Where I would want to be, okay. Always.
All right, Lenora.
And I think that I share a little of Eliza's interest in that son, because I have one as well. And the other person that I would like on the other side would be my future husband. And we're still interviewing for that position. So.
All right, all you single men out there.
You've been warned.
You've been warned. Interviews are happening.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
But we have good wine that we can serve while the interviews are occurring.
I can attest. Right. These ladies are a lot of fun. So thank you so much for coming. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
Liz, I got to ask you. I was walking through your office the other day, and I saw some very provocative bottles of champagne. What is all that about?
Well, we are getting ready for Valentine's Day at the store, and we have some wonderful items. The bottle that you saw is the Jean-Paul Gaultier. It's the Piper Heidsieck Jean-Paul Gaultier edition, and it's the very end of production of these wines. So they're beautiful champagne in a red bustier, and they will be online only. They'll be web only because there was such a small amount available. So look for those on our website, www.southernseason.com.
Classy red with black lace up. I mean, it really took me by surprise, but it would be the perfect gift for the right person.
Absolutely. And of course, if you're not familiar with Jean-Paul Gaultier, he is quite the famous French designer. He's done dresses for Madonna. I believe he did a line for Chanel. Just incredible, incredible designer.
So that, like you said, that's an online-only special. What can they find in the store if they happen to drop
we've
by?
We've got some great things. We're running a special on the Demoiselle from Laval, which is a beautiful bottle of wine that is 100% Gros Monsang, and it comes with a neck hanger of our locally made Moonstruck chocolates. So what a great addition to give to your Valentine. We also have some wonderful sparkling Malvasia that we'll have called Gili, and that is... we're matching up with some dark chocolates. So lots and lots. lots of things to come
look
at.
You see the trend here, folks? Chocolate and wine, chocolate and wine. Liz is all about chocolate and wine.
I'm all about chocolate and wine. And, of course, there's flowers, too. So we must mention those.
But we can help you make your Valentine's evening very special. So.
Absolutely. Anything that you want to do, we can certainly make it happen.
Okay. Well, thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Tune in again next week for another edition.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Okay, before we let you two get back to work and the hustle and bustle of New York, we have a question, a couple of questions that we always ask all of our guests. And the first one is, if you were attending a dinner party and you had your choice of who you would like to sit between, two people on either side of you, famous, not so famous, living, dead, who would they be and why would you like to sit between them?
I'll kick that to Chip first.
Okay.
Oh, to me? Okay, yeah. So Robert De Niro.
Oh, somebody's winning points here.
I think, just off the top of my head, I think it'd be kind of neat to have Escoffier come back. I would love to talk to him about food and cooking. I am somewhat curious about how people cooked food back then when there were no machines.
Interesting.
When I'm kneading the bread or mixing the bread dough or having to make pasta or having to sieve something or push something through a tammy or puree anything, say in a blender, I'm amazed. I always think back how he used to do it or how his minions used to do it. and so I think that would be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I think so.
Tina?
I gotta keep it more sentimental because I'm being a girl and all. So I gotta say it's a toss up between, and they're both have left us. But I gotta say that I'd have to have Chip's mother on one side and Tom Robinson on the other. Mm.
Very good.
Great.
That's very
great
nice.
Answers. Great answers. So our second hot seat question, and this you can both chime in if you'd like. If you want to tell on each other, we're fine with that. If I go to your apartment and I open up your refrigerator, what dirty little secret am I going to find?
I don't know. Is it bad? Mine's in the cupboard. It's always popcorn. I've always got popcorn.
Girl after my own heart.
There you go.
I love popcorn. Well, it's been a pleasure. I can't tell you how long we've waited to get you two on the air. We knew how busy you were getting the restaurant open, so I'm glad you took the time out today to chat with us.
Oh, and can I say one thing? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, sure.
I want to give a shout-out to Marilyn Markle.
Yay, yes.
I miss her, and all right, hello. And I hope she's doing well.
We hope you enjoyed those segments, and thank you so much for listening. We're looking forward to another great year of Tasty Talk from Side Dish, brought to you by Southern Season and WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM.